Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It could start again. It might have been overwhelming.
What are you doing up here? Why did you even bother to make the trip?
To do the right thing, to see that it's done.
I've been drilling holes in the earth for 30 years, and I have never, never missed a depth that I have aimed for. I will make 800 feet.
42 seconds.
But I can't do it alone, Colonel. I need your help.
You swear on your daughter's life, on my family's, that you can hit that mark.
I will make 800 feet. I swear to God I will.
And let's turn this bomb off.
Who's the famous physicist who was on CBS Sunday Morning? Who's the guy we always talk about?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, he does a whole talk on that movie.
Yes.
And we all love Armageddon. You know he does a whole... William, thank you for joining the show. We're big fans. Do you know that he does a whole talk on that movie?
I do not know that.
Yeah,
he does. I can't remember the last time I woke up and heard that.
Yeah. He does a whole talk on how many laws of physics Armageddon breaks. And I said, and obviously he says he loves the movie and nobody cares, but he does apparently, and that's his most popular talk when Neil deGrasse Tyson goes out and speaks, is the how many laws of physics Armageddon breaks.
Breaking down Armageddon.
Now, we're going to talk about a lot more of your career, but when that particular movie, did you guys know how this probably, you couldn't do that?
Yeah, where
no,
you
listen, if you start asking those questions, then go to lunch.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right. That is stupid. Thanks for joining us.
You're one of those guys that you know, people recognize you from different things. But what do you get the most?
That's a great point.
Probably Armageddon.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Armageddon and Prison Break.
And Prison Break.
I would say would be the two number ones.
Yeah, I was a big Prison Break fan myself, actually, too.
Yeah, but you could probably ask 50 different people, you know, and get maybe 40 different answers, because I tell you, I remember your run on Entourage pretty well, and there's a little series called Empire Falls that I enjoyed.
Well, I'm going to go back further here, Wayne, because I worked nights in radio in the 80s, and I sat around and watched the stories with my mom, and I remember As the World Turns. That's how I remember you. I mean, that was your first.
Sure.
That's your
Josh,
first.
The misunderstood farmhand. Yes.
Was that your first Hollywood gig?
That was big. That was 87. It's your first stuff, right?
87 to 89. It's right the first time I... Yeah, it was. Well, I've done a couple of smaller things, little guest spots and that, but that was I was a tough call too when that came along, when As the World Turns came along, because I was in New York trying to get a job in a movie or a good play or something, and here I get offered this daytime soap, and I'm thinking, God, that's not really what I'm looking for. But I had no job, and
but people watched.
I thought,
in the 80s, people watched the soaps, man. They loved the soaps, and that jettisoned you, I thought. I started seeing you on TV and movies right after that.
But were you afraid of getting typecast and stuck in the daytime drama thing?
Well, the truth about it is I went on As the World Turns. I took the job. I was on it about 6 months, and I thought, you know what? I made a little money on it, more than I'd ever made doing plays for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the executive producer, true story, and I said to him, his name was Cal, Robert Calhoun, and I said, it's been really great, and I'm good. I can, you guys can write me out. And
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, boy, did he rip me a new one. And he said, you got a contract. And I said, whoa, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrespect you. All I'm saying is, if there's any way to figure out how to get me off the show, I'd like to go.
Right.
And he was not too happy. So about 6 months later, they came back and I said, you still want to go? And I said, I would. And then it took another year, because I was on there 2 years.
Yeah.
And then they, you only leave a soap one of two ways. You either go to med school or you marry someone.
Yeah.
So I married my cousin, and then I was off.
Oh, you did.
that's what happened.
Misunderstood farmhand.
What was the tipping point in your career where you, after a role, you no longer really had to look for work? It was all coming to you. Was there a certain
I never felt that. I mean that.
Really?
I still just, you know, search and look and want and, you know, don't take everything and take the things you believe in. And I don't know. I honestly don't feel like I ever really got to some point where, like, it's all just like, you know, just it's all gravy now. I don't know. You know, maybe I'll never look at it that way. You know, I'm always looking for something remarkable. And, you know, I feel like I work on scripts is harder than I ever have. I feel like I'm more of a student than I've ever been.
So we have more faith in you than you do.
What? You're still working. Let's talk about the movie American Wrestler, The Wizard, a true and inspirational underdog story. William Fichtner with us. Also, John Voight. We love John Voight. He's great in everything. What's a quick synopsis of the movie?
Well, the movie's about a young kid who's 16, 17 years old in 1980, whose family smuggles him. It's based on inspired by true events. And his family smuggles him out of Iran during the Iran-Iraq War. Mm-hmm. Takes him to an uncle in Petaluma, California. And, you know, here's a kid in 1980 during the hostage crisis that comes to America. It's tough enough to be growing up as a teenager, but to grow up and, you know, your clothes are funny and your food is funny and you don't look the same. And all of a sudden, all you want to do is fit in. And it's a rough road for this kid. And he wants to get on a sports team. Nobody wants him. Nobody wants to support him. And
are you a good guy?
He ends up on a wrestling team.
Are you a good guy? Are you a good guy, William?
I play a coach named Coach Plyer, who has gone through his own journey, and is actually his wife threw him out. He's living out of the office in the gym, and he's the one guy that sees this young kid, and you know his journey is not that much different than his own. He's just not fitting in these days, and he puts him on the wrestling team. And then what happens after that is a beautiful story about what happens to this young man when he wrestles for this school. And as you said, it's, you know, what's going on this week is it's not getting a release all over the country. What they're doing is they're doing special screenings on Wednesday at selected theaters around the country, some theaters in your area, and it's a one-day thing with two screenings in each theater. So, you know, depending on how it does on Wednesday, you know, it may get a wider release. But it's the sort of film that you want to see in a big theater. And, you know, I want to get out. That's why I'm on the phone with you this morning to tell everybody, listen, you love seeing films on a big screen. This is the sort of movie you want to at least one time, and it may be your only time to see it on a big screen. It's an incredible story. One of my favorite. I've done 50 films in my life. I put this in my top five, without a doubt.
Now you've done so much TV and film. Have you ever flipped through TV at your own house and come across something you forgot you were in?
No, but I see things sometimes where I'd never seen it before.
Got it.
I don't necessarily need to see everything I do.
Did you watch yourself an Entourage? You were great on that.
No, not really.
You didn't watch it. No. Did you watch? Do you watch Mom? You were funny on Mom.
I've watched a little bit of Mom, but I, you know, my wife watches it. I asked her, I said, honey, was I any good? She was like, yeah, you're okay.
My wife watches that, and she said the same thing.
Yeah, yeah,
like Bill Fichtner. He's okay.
He's okay. All right.
But here we go, American Wrestler. It's this Wednesday for special screening around the country. I really believe in the film.
Cool.
And
love your work,
William. I hope everybody gets to see it.
Appreciate you calling William Fichtner with us. And we appreciate you calling. And good luck. We'll talk again soon, man.
All
thanks
right.
a lot.
Thanks for taking time.
You got it. Thanks so much, guys.
See you, man.
Bye now.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson. They did a special on CBS Sunday Morning.
Right.
And he does about four talks a month. He gets like 100,000 requests every day. You know, makes science fun, science geeky. But you're right. The only one I really want to sit through would be that one, where he makes fun of the Armageddon and all the rules of physics it breaks.
What else was he nitpicking on? And they actually changed it when they... Titanic.
The constellation.
Yes, the constellations right in the sky weren't right. And I think when it went to DVD... James Cameron changed it up so it wouldn't satisfy.
I like that.
I couldn't hang out with
Neil deGrasse Tyson. No, he was so smart, but he seems like—I mean, I hate to say—he's geeky, but he seems hip. in a geeky way, at least.
Yeah. But that one,
but even
I mean,
his books, even when he tries to dumb down his books, I'm thinking, I'm not going to read that because I won't get that.
No, even that.
This book is for dumbasses.
You got the layman's for the layman's.
Yeah. Could I get a dumbass book for dumbasses?
But that Titanic thing, I mean, look, what, 60% of the global population saw that movie? One dude thought, hey, that constellation's not right.
That shouldn't be there.
Right. One damn person.
Now, it's obvious with a space movie, like the Armageddon, you could probably pick out a few that we might even know, but he says it breaks so many laws of physics. And he said he has trouble watching those kind of movies.
But it's such a great movie.
No, yeah, who cares?
That's one of those I can watch.
And like
Williams
said, let's just go to lunch. We're going to ask those questions.
Yeah.
Because
first law of physics, Ben Affleck in space.
There you go.
But, you're right. Even his astrophysicist for dummies, somebody would have to explain to
he's
us.
He's got a new book out, basically. No, really, really. If you're dumb, you can read this. That's what it should be called. I'll explain the universe to dumb people. You didn't get that? Volume 2 for dumber people. Let's read that one.
He's got a viral video of him like dancing like Michael Jackson, moonwalking
really?
And stuff.
Yeah. Man.
Story from India, scmp.com, reporting that in one of the states of India, where there was a mass wedding organized by the government. Now, I don't know anything about mass weddings organized by the government. There just was one.
We just know we'd not be involved with one.
There just was one.
Right.
Trying to cut off the questions quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know anything. That don't ask me. Right. I don't know.
It's like the Moonies? What kind is it, Craig?
Don't even talk to me.
Just like... Okay. You knew I'd ask.
And, well, I actually expected you to ask how many states there are in India.
I already know that.
No, you don't.
Do you know the answer to that?
I thought India was a state.
Yeah, I thought there was just one big country and one big state. I'll say, I don't know. You know, Dr. Mina would know how many Indias.
I don't think she would.
She calls in. Let's ask. Don't say the answer now.
Yeah.
Because she listens to the podcast.
But
she's going to figure it out.
She's going to look it up.
Yeah, she'll
now.
Look it up.
Oh, that's right, because she does listen later on.
Yeah.
I'll just tell us.
She's got that link from the blog.
All right. I beseech her not to look it up. And just a guess for us.
She may know.
The next time she calls us, she might know.
Well, she's not from there.
Yeah, she's not from there.
I know. That's like asking you, but I don't know where you're from. Okay.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I was going to text
name
you.
Name the counties in Scotland. I got no clue.
Nothing.
Scotland.
I was going to text
you. How about you? What are all the countries in Africa there? That's like let's ask Richard about all the countries in Africa, since he's a black guy.
I think it's North Africa.
There you go.
South Africa.
And Central Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Casablanca.
That's it. That's somewhere.
Or that's a city. I don't know.
Good There's guess.
Mutombo.
That's it. And, throw one of those in there.
In one of the states of India.
Twice in one day with Mutombo references?
Yeah, I know.
I saw him in a commercial.
Look at you.
One was off the air, I believe.
In one of the states of India, there was a mass wedding organized by the government. Almost 700 couples.
Well, you're lucky you had the number. I was about to ask you how many couples.
Okay. Was it like Indian Valentine's Day?
Once again, I got nothing on
some this. Wacky morning show bit.
No.
Give me two Indian names.
The state minister, a top government official there, said that he wanted to draw attention to the plight of rural women who face domestic abuse from their alcoholic husbands. So the minister gave out hundreds of what are referred to as wooden bats to newly wed brides, urging them to use the paddle, if you will, as a weapon if their husbands turn alcoholic or abusive. Now, wooden bats...
Do you want a bat laying around when your husband's drunk, puss?
Yeah, these like...
These wooden bats are used to get dirt out of clothes in traditional laundries. They are nearly foot-long paddles.
Oh, so not like a cricket bat.
They're still nearly foot-long wooden paddles.
Right.
They have messages on them for beating drunkards, and police won't intervene. The state official told brides to reason with their husbands first.
A drunken Indian?
Adding that they should let the paddles do the talking if their spouses refuse to listen. Women say whenever their husbands get drunk, they become violent, their savings are taken away and splurged on liquor. There's no intent to provoke women or instigate them to violence, but the bat is to prevent violence. The minister has ordered nearly 10,000 of these bats for distribution to newlywed women.
But once again, isn't that just another weapon for the husband?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it looks like they all went to mini bat night at the cricket game.
Got it.
Okay.
You know?
I want to see a picture of this mass Indian wedding, because you can literally connect the dots.
Like. Oh, yeah.
That's not funny.
Actually, it
except
is.
You're laughing.
That's very funny, actually.
It was a slow burn. It took a minute.
Yes, it was.
I'm sorry. I'll
that's
see you
okay.
later.
No, it's okay. That's okay.
Oh, did I just do a racism?
Maybe.
He's allowed to. He's
what
black
are you talking
guy.
About?
Connect the dots. You know who's laughing at that? Dr. Mina. When she hears that, she will laugh her ass off.
Or hunt you down and kill you. We don't know.
We're not sure.
Did these people know each other before the weddings? Were they like Moonies?
I can't answer that.
Because that would suck if you get, you know, just team with somebody you don't want to marry. And so can you trade? You can trade up while you're sitting there. How about that one?
The prenup's just a bat.
Right.
Was the guy I talked to at tech support from DirecTV?
Yeah.
He get married the other day.
You never know.
Was he part of that
Craig
group?
Has never any answers to our questions.
He
now,
doesn't.
Admit it, our questions are very hard.
And sometimes that, off topic.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes have little to do with the story.
Right. And impossible to find out.
Even though I couldn't really understand him, I would have wished him well. Good luck in your upcoming mass wedding.
And he would have never known.
Don't get beat by the bat.